It's time now for Larry Weber and Backyard Almanac, one of my very favorite episodes of the entire year, coming up right here on Northland Morning. How do you there, Sunshine? Larry, are you there? Oops, sorry.
Yes, you hear me?
You bet. Sorry, pushed the wrong button. See how I am.
All right, I'm glad it's on your side and not my side.
Absolutely.
We always think of December as being a busy month, you know, a lot of things going on with the holidays and so forth. Well, phenologically, it's an extremely busy month. We have many things happen that happened since last time and will happen again and continue in the next week. So I'll start off by talking about since last time. Since last time, we celebrated, yes, our first day of below zero. It happened at my house on Monday morning and then again on Tuesday morning. The Weather Service reported a low of zero on Monday and a low of, I believe it was, -3 on Tuesday. So, yes, that's one celebration. Another celebration we had is I mentioned last time that we were at the time of year of the earliest sunsets of the whole year. Well, they are now starting to get later. Instead of being at 4:20, they are now at 4:22. Not much of a difference, but it is getting later. We are at a very unique time in the entire year where we have both the sunsets and the sunrises are both getting later at the same time. Sunrise right now is about 10 minutes before 8, and that will continue to get later until after 8 o'clock, which reaches its peak in early January. So you've got about a three-week period of time where they both get later. And then, of course, we have coming up, this is going to be on Monday, we have the winter solstice, December 21, the shortest day of daylight for the entire year. Other things of note, yes, we had the Gemini meteor shower that happened last week, Sunday. We also had a nice period of snow on Sunday, and this was followed by clouds. So when I went out to take a look at 9 o'clock, it was still cloudy, so I didn't bother to take a look. But we had persistent people like Bob King around who did get out to take a look, and because it did clear after that. And he said, yes, it lived up to its billing. So terrific. Other things of note, we are now having the conjunction I was talking about of Saturn and Jupiter getting very close together, or they appear to be very close together. This will peak on also the 21st, the winter solstice. So coming up, we've got to have some clear skies to see it, but it sounds like in the forecast we're going to have some clear skies early evening. We got early sunsets. So getting out about 5 to 6 o'clock and looking in the southwest, we should be able to see it. So, yes, all those things happen now. There's even more weather-wise. I always like to take a look at what our weather temperatures and so forth are halfway through the month. And halfway through the month, yeah, we probably noticed we were considerably warmer than normal, about 6 or 7 degrees warmer than normal. We got below zero, but we had so many days that were above that. Precipitation-wise, wow, way less than normal. Precipitation-wise, we have got so far in the first half of the month, we got less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation as compared to about normal, which is at least a half an inch. December is always a dry month, but usually not that dry. Snowfall, thanks to Sunday, we got some snow, and then again a little bit more on Tuesday. We have now about an inch and a half of snow for the entire month at this time. This is embarrassing because the normal amount at this time is about 9 inches. Now, it has not been unusual that the second half of the month is different from the first half of the month. And if you look into the forecast, the next several days are going to be a bit mild. Yes, we're going to have a few periods of light snow, but about midweek next week, it looks like the cold blast is going to hit us. And we're not only going to have a white Christmas, we're also going to have a frigid Christmas. So this is what we usually expect at this time. Oh, yes, very, very interesting time. Many things are happening. Now, next, thanks to the snow that we had on Sunday. It wasn't much. At my house, about an inch of snow, but the timing was perfect. It came in the afternoon. The snow was finished falling by dusk, and that means critters that move around at night are going to leave their tracks. And And getting out the next morning, as I did, I saw fresh tracks all over the place. It was a very active night. I found fresh tracks of close to 20 kinds of critters. They ranged from porcupine going through the yard to deer being all over the place. Squirrels, which came out the next morning, were also in the yard. Then there was the coyotes and the foxes, which I see their tracks every time. The snowshoe hare, which I see tracks quite often. And then there was a few that I don't normally see. It's not unusual to see weasel tracks. I see them probably every week, the entire winter. But this was a case where other members of the weasel family as well. I saw the short-tailed weasel tracks, which is the critter is also called ermine because it has a white coat in the wintertime. And then I saw its bigger cousin, the long-tailed weasel. I saw its tracks as well. I found tracks of mink. I found tracks of a fisher. I found tracks of a skunk. All of these. So, like I say, it was just a terrific time. We are going to have the same thing happening now. We're going to have a snow this afternoon, and which means critters are going to be active at night because it's not going to be that cold, and tomorrow is going to be a good time to get out and see animal tracks. Now, there's mice and voles and shrews and so forth that have all been active too, but an interesting thing with all these, with the exception of the squirrel and the deer, I never saw the critters at all, but boy, they sure left a message telling me they were present. It's a wonderful way to see what's going on around you. Another wonderful way to see what's going on around this in the wintertime is Christmas bird counts. I mentioned last week how the Christmas bird count time was coming about. Well, we had our Christmas bird count out here in Carlton County. We had it on Wednesday, and we had the usual group. We have about 15 to 20 volunteers who go out and take a look in various parts of the what's called the count circle. And they report what they have seen, and it was good. It was a good day. The weather was cooperative and so forth. We saw about the usual amount. We had 33 species that were reported. As I said, this is pretty close to being average. We have been doing the Christmas bird count out here for more than 30 years, and that comes to be pretty much of an average. There were many birds of note. I like the fact that we had four raptors. We had bald eagle, a rough-leg hawk, barred owl, and great horned owl. The two gallinaceous birds were grouse and turkey, and then there was the only one kind of duck that was seen, and that was goldeneye in the open water of the St. Louis River. All the rest of them were what we call songbirds. Now, a lot of times, the best way to do the bird counting in the wintertime is just sit at home and look at the bird feeder. And yes, there's plenty that goes on there. Chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers, blue jay, even turkeys came to my bird feeder. That's wonderful. However, there's a great deal beyond the bird feeder, and that's where we need to go out and take a look, and that's where all the helpers help. I saw a total of about 16, I think it was, kinds of birds that day, but that's only half what was totally reported, and that's what's beautiful about the Christmas bird count. You get out and take a look, and you find out there's more around here than you think there is. We did have a few birds of note. The most numerous two birds were black-capped chickadee and Bohemian waxwings. Both of them numbered between 400 and 500. However, it was quite different. The chickadees were because they were on everybody's feeder, and lots of them. The Bohemian waxwings were not on feeders at all, but they are a flocking bird, and they can flock sometimes in flocks of hundreds, and that's what we saw. Other things of note, there was a report of no less than 40 mourning doves at a bird feeder, which is one that I almost never get at the bird feeder. Red poles were starting to show up at bird feeder. We never had those at all last year. And the one that really stands out that we never had at all last year, the pine grosbeak. And yeah, pine grosbeaks are here. They were not reported from feeders. They were reported from crabapple trees, but they were ones of note. Other ones of note that showed up just in a single sighting were gray jay, cedar waxwing, grackle, and the first time ever for winter Christmas bird count was the rosebreast grosbeak. So, yeah, that's like I said, you know, getting out and take a look at animal tracks, it tells you what goes on in the wintertime that we don't necessarily see. getting out or having reports of Christmas bird count tell the same thing. They tell us what goes on, and we don't see all those, but with the help of others, we know they're present. So, yes, things are happening at this time of year. I know you have a Christmas bird count in Duluth going to be, I think it's going to be on Sunday. So, well, same thing. There are going to be birds reported that many of us don't even realize are around in the wintertime, and that's always kind of cool to have. And, of course, I have the flying squirrels continue to be active every night. They are just super.
And it'd be kind of difficult, you know, do I count them as birds because they're flying and they're at the feeder, or do I count them as squirrels, but they're adorable and they're not quite as annoying. So,
You know, and the other thing of note, and this is what I like about the Christmas bird count, it doesn't have to be a rarity. It doesn't have to be lots and lots and lots of species. It's just telling you what's going on around us. And I think that's cool. That's really good.
I agree. Now, do you want to introduce your favorite Christmas tune?
I will, but I have another request to go along with that.
All right.
Yes, I would like if you could play Christmas in the Trenches, which, yes, is a favorite Christmas song of mine. But you mentioned earlier how we lost someone. Well, this past week we also lost Charlie Pride. And I was a fan of Charlie Pride for many years. And if you can go into your stacks and stacks and stacks of music there and find a song called Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Oh, what a beautiful tune. All right, Larry,
yeah.
I'll see what we can do. In the meantime, here's John McCutcheon's Christmas in the Trenches for Larry Weber. Just a little tiny token of our appreciation for everything he does for us and has done for us as a regular host of Backyard Almanac right here on 103.3 KUMD.
My name is Francis Tolliver, I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, wished each other well, And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave him hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.